Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will feature the swing bands of Harry James with Frank Sinatra, Charlie Barnett, Cab Calloway, Glenn Miller, Bob Crosby, and Hal McIntyre. The FBI, under J. Edgar Hoover, compiled several thousand pages of documents while investigating Frank Sinatra. They were looking into his ties with organized crime, draft dodging, associations with left-leaning groups, even his ties to the Kennedy family. He was never found to have committed any crimes, so it was all for naught. Here's Frank and the Harry James Orchestra in 1939 with From the Bottom of My Heart, Melancholy Mood, and Gus Kahn's My Buddy.
From the bottom of my heart, I need you. You're part of my day, my inspiration is you alone. To call my own, I love you, I love you. From the bottom of my heart, I want you. It's you I adore. Every moment we're apart, I miss you. And darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you. From the bottom of we're apart, how I miss you. And darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. taunts me, steals upon me in the night. Forever taunts me, what a lonely soul am I, stranded high and dry by a melancholy moon. Gone is every joy and inspiration, tears are all I have to show. No consolation, all I can see is grief and gloom, till the crack of doom, oh melancholy moon. Deep in the night I search for a trace of a lingering kiss, a warm embrace. But love is a whimsy, as flimsy as lace, and my arms embrace an empty space. Melancholy mood, why must you blind me, pity me and break the chains? The chains that bind me, won't you release me, set me free, bring her back to me, oh melancholy mood. Since you went away, how I think about you all through the day, my buddy, nobody quite so true. I miss your voice and the touch of your hand. I long to know that you understand, my buddy, your buddy misses me.
Listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Charles Daly Barnett was born to a wealthy family in New York City in 1913. He went to several boarding schools where he learned piano and saxophone. His family wanted him to attend law school, but he had other ideas. At 16, Barnett was leading a dance band on an ocean liner and made 22 crossings of the Atlantic. In the 1930s, he founded many bands with varying success. He began to play the alto and soprano saxophones as well as the tenor. His swing band reached its pinnacle from 1939 to 41. Barnett was one of the first white big band leaders to integrate his orchestra. The band declined during the 1940s and Barnett retired from music in 1949. He spent the rest of his life golfing, boating, going to the horse races, and taking world cruises. That must be nice. He passed away in 1991 at age 77. He was married 11 times, but that's another story. We'll start this set with a couple of instrumentals dedicated to Native Americans, Cherokee and Redskin Rumba. Political correctness had not quite caught on yet. Pompton Turnpike from the great state of New Jersey.
Thank you.
You are swinging with the doctor. During a rehearsal when a young Dizzy Gillespie was playing trumpet in the Cab Calloway band, the two of them broke into a fist fight. Calloway claimed that Gillespie threw a spitball at him. Dizzy was fired that day and always claimed that he didn't do it. Whatever. Lined up are three typical songs by Cab Calloway, Are You Hep to the Jive, Hepcat's Love Song, and Nagasaki.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you full of pep?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you heppa, heppa?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you full of steppa? What do you know, Gate? Are you in the know or are you a solid bringer down? Listen here, Jack. Take it slow and you can learn just what I mean. Are you hep to the jive?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you hep to the jive?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you hep, are you hep, are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the jive? Do you lace your boots high?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you fly or you fly?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you dig, do you dig, do you swing on a gig? Are you hep to the jive? Do you get in the groove?
Yeah, yeah.
Does the beat make you move? Do you send yourself jack and then trilly on back again, though that it's smooth? Oh, are you hep to the jive? Are you hep to the jive? Are you hep, are you hep, are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the jive?
Imagination or infatuation, it's just plain everyday love.
I'm a schoolboy from the sticks. When I'm with you, I get my kicks. You're a sender, honey. Everybody knows that I'm fond of you. Fat back in turnip greens, hot dogs and turnip greens, old sacks, old whack, boot, 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 down the Fuji, I'm to get the mamas, old satchel mamas, doo doo doo. You get your mamas and you get your mamas, old scoots, got to get that spans to grass it. Hot jingle boys, nice folks, I'll take you sweet worth the price. You ought to go down Nagasaki, ha ha, them cats are mugging. Swing it, swing it, you dog. Come on in there now. You mug inside your mouth. Get away from there.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Show. Alton Glenn Miller was born in the rural small town of Clarinda, Iowa in 1904. The family moved around the Midwest until settling in Fort Morgan in central Colorado. Miller milked cows to earn enough to buy his first trombone. He played trombone in high school and also was a football star. He attended the University of Colorado, but flunked out due to having more interest in playing music. In 1925, his big break came when he was hired by Ben Pollock. Benny Goodman was with this band, and they became good friends and roommates. Miller quit in 1928, played with the Dorothy Brothers for a while, and then joined Ray Noble's orchestra in 35. A year later, Miller quit and assembled his first big band. It fell apart because of financial reasons after a year. Miller convinced his in-laws to take out a second mortgage to finance a second try at a new band. Of course, this band became possibly the most popular band in America. Miller enlisted in the Army in 1942, and while leading an Army band in England, he disappeared while flying over the English Channel in 1944. He was only 40 years old. This set has two classics sung by Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs, Chattanooga Choo Choo and Elmer's Tune, then Paula Kelly and the Modern Airs on I Know Why.
Aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo-Choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four, read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Thank you.
thinking about what makes a fella start thinking of falling in love.
It's not the season, the reason is plain as a moon.
It's just Elmer's tune.
What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does a gander meander in search of a goose?
What puts the kick in a chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune.
Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to be missing.
Sing it, swing it.
The hurdy-gurdy's, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street,
the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon. I'll sing Elmer's
the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon.
All sing Elmer's tune. They all sing Elmer's tune. They all sing Elmer's tune. They sing Elmer's tune.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Bob Crosby, like his older brother Bing, was a singer. He was with the Dorsey Brothers in 1935 when he was invited to take over leadership of the Ben Pollack Big Band. Many of the musicians in the orchestra were from New Orleans, so the Crosby Band, at times, had a distinct Dixieland sound. Here's the Crosby Orchestra with three instrumentals: Stomp Off, Let's Go, and then two composed by trombone legend Kid Ory, Muskrat Ramble and Savoy Blues.
Stomp Off! Let's go!
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. The story of bandleader and saxophonist Hal McIntyre is another tragic tale. Harold William McIntyre was born in Cromwell, Connecticut, 1914. He studied clarinet and saxophone at an early age. He was leading an octet in 1935 when he was invited to fill in on the sax for Benny Goodman's orchestra. He came to the attention of Glenn Miller, who hired him in 1937. He stayed with Miller until 41, when Miller encouraged him and helped him financially to start his own swing band. In 1945, Hal took his band to Europe to play for servicemen at military bases, doing 105 shows in 63 days. He managed to keep the band together into the 1950s. In 1959, he was critically burned in a house fire and died a few days later. He was only 45. We'll complete today's program with the instrumental Scarlet and Amber.
I think you'll like Scarlet and Amber. Thank you.
from the Century Room of the Commodore Hotel in New York City, One Night Stand has presented the music of Hal McIntyre and his orchestra.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.